Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio here to talk about Dev Intersection. It's the Countdown Show, and I'm with Robert Green.
Hey, Richard.
How are you, sir?
I'm excellent, thanks.
Really excited about the spring show. Lots of cool
yes.
things going on, and it's kind of a big year.
It is a very big year because not only do we have a new version of Visual Studio coming out
yep.
extremely soon, March
mm-hmm.
7th to be exact,
yes.
Visual Studio 2017, but did you know, and of course you did know, did you know that it is the 20th birthday of Visual Studio
yeah.
and the 15th birthday of
.NET
all
yeah.
in the same year?
Visual Studio was initially bringing together non-.NET things, Visual Basic.
It was originally a packaging bundle.
Yes.
It had Visual InterDev and Visual Fox Pro
yeah.
in there. And then around the Visual Studio.NET time, so what was there? There was 97, there
yep.
was 6, then there was .NET.
Yep.
If my memory serves correctly.
Just pointing out that we're old.
We're stable.
Okay, is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay.
Although the industry sure as heck is not stable.
Well, that's the amazing
thing. And the product
thing,
innovation right? needs to move along with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, multiple versions of Visual Studio. .NET is now cross-platform, open source,
yes.
slimmed down, highly performant.
A version of Visual Studio for the Mac.
It's Visual Studio on the Mac. You can install Visual Studio in 10 minutes if you select only
wow.
the basic workloads. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
There's also Visual Studio Code if you're not the type of person that wants a big fat IDE, and I use that to be full-featured in
yes.
a positive sense.
Well,
you know.
I mean, that's always been the claim to fame for Visual Studio. It's like everything you need is in
right.
here. You can it's all the stuff you want. But always the argument against it was, well, I want to choose my own bets. But
right.
you can do that these days.
The modern web developer is used to dropping down to the command line
yeah.
and, you know, doing all these things that are outside the product, bringing down things from various places that Visual Studio can't be held accountable for necessarily.
Right.
So there's a particular workflow for that. Visual Studio itself has made some steps in that direction, but Visual Studio Code, that's the sweet spot for
right.
it. On the other hand, there are people, such as myself, I just want to be able to right-click, publish to Azure. I think build solutions should take care of everything.
Yeah. And it does that.
It rubs me the wrong way if I then have to go do different stuff. That's fine. That's my workflow. Visual Studio is great for that. But, you know, we span multiple things. Instead of making you choose between being productive in our tools and not being productive right. in our tools, so you got to go be productive on
somebody else's
tools,
yeah.
why don't we just build tools for everybody?
Right. Why reinvent stuff? You know, if you've got a deployment workflow that works really well with Jenkins,
right.
you can still use that
sure.
in IDE. It doesn't make any difference.
Right. We have a .NET runtime that runs cross-platform.
Yeah.
And so we expect people will be building .NET websites in particular on the Mac. You better give them tools on the Mac,
absolutely.
Right? So Visual Studio Code's on the Mac, but what if you want Visual Studio? That's what Visual Studio for Mac winds up being
absolutely about
building on Xamarin Studio,
mm-hmm.
which already knows how to build apps on the Mac. So let's leverage that. But it is Visual Studio, and it is aimed at .NET Core,
right.
not Mono. So you got a total family, the fine Visual Studio family of tools for everybody.
You're 20 it's years
awesome.
On, it's
I
still
know, it's
growing
crazy.
And evolving.
Yes.
And yeah, it's amazing.
So as
really.
The industry changes, you know, we've got amazing engineers here who can build tools to handle all of these scenarios.
Absolutely. Any favorite features coming in 2017?
Favorite features in 2017. I think I always tend to gravitate towards the productivity features.
Right.
So I really love the idea that you will have the ability to customize your coding standards.
Right.
So we knew that in 2015 you could write an analyzer.
Mm-hmm.
So let's back up. So for example, I want to enforce that we always use var instead of, you know, big long name. Like
right.
gigantic long class name equals new gigantic long mm-hmm. class name. Why do I have to type it twice? Right? Especially since it's gigantic long class name and I can't remember it and I'll probably have a typo. So the var keyword was invented. Var
right.
equals new gigantic long class name.
Right.
I want to enforce that as a standard.
Okay.
I just want to always either have to do it,
right?
I, you know, if I'm crazy, I'll have a compile error if I don't, but in all likelihood, I just want a warning. So in 2015, I could have written an analyzer to
yeah.
do that. I could have written an analyzer to do that.
You could
which
have.
Means I didn't,
right?
right? In 2017,
I didn't.
But 2017, I can go to a dialog box and say, I would like this I would like the compiler to automatically alert me to this as either information, warning, or if I'm insane.
It's almost like an inbox rule, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. That will help. That will help us define our coding standards across teams or personally across projects,
sure,
and have the IDE help on that.
That is very cool. And what are you going to be doing at the show?
I will be doing a talk on what's new in Visual Studio 2017, where I'll be showing stuff like that, as well as the live unit testing and IntelliSense filtering,
wow,
and all kinds of fun stuff. Just it's a talk I've been giving over and over again. Even the 2015 version of the talk you might think was getting a little long in the tooth. Everybody's already seen everything, but it turns out they haven't.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true, and there's so much to show.
We've got a brand new version.
You guys keep changing the product.
I know. So I'll do that talk. That'll be a lot of fun, lots of cool demos. And then I'm going to do an experiment.
Oh.
I'm going to see if I can explain to developers, mm-hmm, who are new to DevOps what it is and why they should be interested.
Awesome.
So we think of DevOps as this big, you know, dev and ops, and it's kind of invented to solve the problem of developers and the IT guys and enterprises.
Right.
But then we make all this tooling that's in community and VSTS,
yes,
Visual Studio Team Services, which is free. So it's like the concept is this big, high-level enterprise thing,
yep,
but the tools are for everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go bottom-up, and I'm going to say, what is the need? What are the needs you're having? How can you become a better developer? And what are the tools that you have access to and the techniques that you have access to, whether it's source code control or unit testing or continuous deployment, continuous integration, what are those things? How, mm-hmm, do I do it? Without having to put on my big enterprise hat, I,
right,
can just start doing these things because I get the tooling already. Why should I? What do I gain from that?
Nice.
So I have a hypothesis that can be explained in a 75-minute talk.
You could do it. But it's,
so we're going to test that hypothesis.
I do like that tooling approach too. It's like, you know, these things are,
right,
here that'll just make it easy for you to create,
yes,
that workflow.
And there are a couple tools in the DevOps sphere that are in Visual Studio Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything anymore that's in Pro that isn't in Community.
Right.
But the basic point is, these tools are just features of Visual Studio. 90-something,
yes,
percent of them are features of Visual Studio, or you have access to them on Visual Studio Teams Services, which,
mm-hmm,
that I mentioned is free,
yes,
for up to 5 users, right? So we'll talk about a lot of the things that you get for free. We'll talk about some things that you might have to pay for, but we're going to put it in the context of, this is best practices for any developer, even if you're just alone.
Sure.
Right? Our good friend James Montemagno,
yes,
works alone,
yeah,
pretty much, right? Samples alone, and he's constantly talking about continuous integration, continuous deployment. He totally does mobile DevOps. You don't have to be part of a giant enterprise,
no,
to take advantage of this.
Well, and that automated cycle just means you're more productive. You know, there's,
yes,
a lot of steps in a mobile,
right,
app, and so the more things you can just have work,
right,
the fewer problems you're going to have as you're building it up.
Right, or any app, right? It's not just mobile.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's always working on mobile apps.
Well, he
apps.
Is.
That's his job.
But the idea of this talk will be that there's tooling that you have access to.
Right. That's
in
the box.
Even 2015.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's improvements in 2017. That ship in the box, not that there's boxes
anymore.
What is
a box? Yeah. Remember when there was boxes?
I do remember. I have at home in my office a shelf of signed boxes.
Oh, nice.
Visual Studio 6, Visual Studio.net, the first and the second, VB.net,
yeah,
Visual Studio Tools for Office,
yeah,
I have as a box.
As a box.
Yep, signed.
Robert, thank you so much for coming out to talk to us. If you'd like to see Robert in action and all of the great speakers at Dev Intersection, come to devintersection.com. Register today. It's May 21st to 24th
in Orlando, where it will be sunny and hot,
yeah,
which it will not be here in Seattle,
yes,
in May.
That's
the
weather.
So that's reason alone to go.
And when you get there, check out the workshops as well, because if you sign up for a workshop package, we'll hook you up with an Xbox.
Cool.
At devintersection.com. Looking forward to seeing you there.
All right. Thanks.
You bet, man.